Welcome to Taking the Lead Podcast. This is Pamela Burkett-Jones, career strategist, certified coach, consultant, speaker, and professor. Today's show, I have a returning guest, Richard Dawson. Richard Dawson, do you want to actually introduce yourself again to those who didn't hear the first time you were on the show?
Absolutely. Hello, everybody. So I am Richard Dawson. I'm a career coach and resume writer. Proud veteran as well. I've been doing this since 2012. It's been one of my passions and my joy. I'm also the owner, but I consider myself the CEO and chief resume writer of RD Resume and Career Coaching. Recently, I've had over 22,000 followers on LinkedIn. I'm excited because it's growing and I have a really good pool of folks that can help. Just to give you guys a very quick brief, I work with everybody from like your returning citizen to your laborer to your CIO, CEO. And this year I'm at 97 hires, even through COVID. So things are looking really good. That's a little bit about me.
Right. That's wonderful, Richard. And that's exactly why I brought you back on, because, you know, even with COVID and the crisis and the pandemic that's going on, you have a lot of people who just sitting in the wings, just waiting, and they're not, you know, moving forward. And some people have lost their jobs. Some people do not mm-hmm. know if they're going back to a job. And some people mm-hmm. are just sitting there saying, I don't know if I really want to go when everything opens back up. I don't really know if I want to go back to that same job, or maybe I just want to go ahead and take my retirement and just go ahead and do something different, because they've had a chance to sit and ponder and think, and that overwhelm and you know, feeling, you know, undervalued has really sat in Absolutely. On them, because now mm-hmm. they've been able to really think about it. And so, of course, you answered. So as a resume writer, how has business changed since the COVID, since this crisis come up?
Well, I'll tell you that business has been good, but I'll tell you what I like more. What I like more is that people are taking a little bit more of a proactive approach with their careers. They're taking it a little bit more seriously. You're starting to see people who have been very comfortable for a long time start saying, well, I don't know what can happen. You know, I've been out of a job now for like, you know, I've been at the same job for 15 plus years. And now the company is showing me something different. I don't know if this is a place I want to work in. So we're dealing with people that are really focused on trying to advance and grow. But they're also seeing that, hey, there is life at the end of the tunnel. There's more for me out there. So then we're seeing positive things where people are taking the approach of wanting to do more for themselves. And they're realizing that even if I don't want to work for a company that doesn't care about me. So we're seeing a lot of that. And that's the trend that I'm hearing from a lot of people.
Yes. And then, you know, and you're talking on the individual side. Now I'm going to ask you on the employee side. And I know the answer, but you're definitely out mm-hmm. there in the trench of everything. Are employers mm-hmm. hiring right now?
Absolutely. That has not changed at all. If anything, there's some agents, some companies, I'm finding out that they're doing hiring freezes, but that's normal. They usually go back and then it just depends on the industry. But I have good news. The good news is that people are still hiring. So don't think that, hey, I don't need to apply to anything. I don't need to do anything, because that's false. The point is that you should still be doing the same thing that you'd be doing even if there was no pandemic. You should still be looking. You should still have your resume ready. You should be ready to, you know, send it out at moment's notice, because a lot of my clients and a lot of people are getting contacted at the last minute to say, hey, man, I need you. I need you. Can you do this within a day or two? And I'm like, I can do it. But, you know, it's a stretch, you know. So it's a lot going on.
Yeah. And then, you know, and I heard you. So last time I checked, you know, of course, I'm an avid person of you, and I believe in you and so, so much. And I've seen your work and seen what you've done. Mm-hmm. We got some history, and I really Absolutely. Saw. So what's your number as of today? How many people you've actually seen get hired under your services?
Today I'm at 98.
Wow.
So I'm pretty happy with that. I will, you know, give you guys heads up. It was 18 total for the month. Well, it's not over yet, but May has been 18 clients that might have been hired. With that being said, last month was kind of a nervous month for me because I ended up getting 14. I know it's like, oh, well, whatever, it's 14. But for almost 2.5 weeks, I didn't hear anything from anybody, and it was extremely slow. But you know, I'm just happy that, you know, we're getting there now, because I feel like we're getting back to the point where people are starting to do a lot more hiring and a lot more interviewing. So that makes me happy.
Now, even with what industry do you see mostly they're hiring? The government, private industry, is all around different places, or what do you see the most weight of the hiring?
That's a good question. That's a good question. Besides your typical IT, you know, I mean, that's not going nowhere. Everybody in IT is getting hired. Coincidentally, a lot of my folks as of recently have been in HR. HR and IT, and HR folks are getting hired left and right. I don't know what the deal is with that. I don't know if, you know, they're trying to get hire more. I would think employee labor relations folks or employee relations folks, because, you know, there's going to be a lot of shift in employee personnel management, a lot of firing, terminations, hiring, and also employee engagement. So there's a lot of things that might be changing. The supply chain industry is hot as well. So dealing with logistics is pretty much one of those things. But I think we're going to see a big change of people. A lot of these industries are going to shift. Federal government hiring is still hot. That's not changed at all. People always tend to forget about the state and county government jobs. Everybody's focus is on the federal, but they forget that municipal county government jobs are just as good. And they forget that.
Yep. And that's correct. And you said you don't know what it was as far as the HR part, but then you actually gave, you know, talked yourself in, and I believe exactly what you're saying as far as the reason why they're hiring more HR. And to me, that's a good sign. That's a really, really good sign. Now I want to go back to the clients again and the people. What do you tell your clients who are dealing with anxiety based on the job market, or what they're really telling themselves? So how do you really talk to them and tell them, you know, when they're kind of scared or nervous? And of course, you know, that anxiety actually affects everything from trying to get your resume together to going into talking to them. So how do you kind of coach them through that?
All right. So first and foremost, I tell them that it's still your market. You know, the fact is that if you have the skill set and you want to showcase that, I will help you get there. The problem is that a lot of folks aren't, they wait, they're reactive instead of proactive. So then when it comes to me helping them, the first thing I try to say is, okay, what are you looking for? What can you do? Show me what you want to do, and I will tell you whether I think this is good or not, or I don't think it's a good fit. And essentially, what I want to do is let them know, hey, it's okay to fail during this process. It's okay to struggle, because that's the thing. You're never going to be perfect. But we also want to make sure, what I try to tell them, honestly, is that you have to push through. This is a trial and error. And your anxiety will go down, but you have to fail as well. Because if you don't know what you're doing wrong, it's going to be difficult to correct it, you know? And this is the time where you're already on the computer, you're doing remote work. This is the perfect time for you to just develop and grow, continuously develop and grow.
Yeah. Yes, and exactly. And I actually talk to people and, you know, tell them, hey, look, you have to really... It's nothing to be nervous about, or have it. It's nothing that they can take away. You got those skills.
Exactly.
You've been developing those skills throughout your time as far as your prior work experience.
Exactly.
And then versus you got the education for it. And if you didn't have, you know, if you didn't go and, you know, get a secondary degree or anything else, you definitely still have that knowledge, and there's nothing that they could take you away. So there's no need to be nervous. You just have to just collect your thoughts, get it together, and you know it. And once you really settle, and you can do it. And then that leads me to another part, transferable skills.
Okay.
I know we talked about
yes.
it before.
You know,
can you
kind of
explain? Me too. Me too, because it, mm-hmm. it helped me a lot. And I'm going to tell you one thing with me, even with the transferable skills, I've actually
right.
been offered a lot of things that I didn't even think I qualified for. But people
absolutely.
Are actually reaching out to me now to say, will
mm-hmm.
you come? We consider. And I'm like looking, I'm like, well, I'm not even in the market. But after you're looking at my skills, my transferable skills, oh, okay. But yeah, can you explain it to the audience more about transferable skills?
Yeah, absolutely. So when it comes down to transferable skills, this is one of those things where like I get really excited about, because a lot of people think they don't have the skill set. So this is where, as a coach, the first thing that we want to work on as a coach is change of mindset. You know, like, hey,
mm-hmm.
nah, you have the skills, you just don't know that you have them. So then you'll say, okay, so say for example, let's just say you're I'm getting a lot of retail management folks, right? People that have been in retail for a long time, and the first thing is, man, I'm so tired of working in retail. What can I do? So I said, actually, there's a lot you can do. Now, as a manager, guess what you've done? You've done employee relations. You've done training. You've done project management. You've done profit, loss, financial management analysis, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So then if I put it to you that way, you're going to think, well, my goodness, I do have the skill set. So how can I replace, you know, so what we do is highlight those things throughout the resume to showcase that you are indeed proficient and able to do the job, you know?
Mm-hmm. And that exactly is, you know, what I think that people don't realize, that those
right.
transferable skills speak volumes. You know, you may not
they
have
sure
the technical
do.
Skills. But, you know, and that's not hard. And we're going to probably talk about that a little bit
absolutely.
More
absolutely.
When we come back from break, because that's going to be a long conversation. So what right
okay.
now we're going to hold you stand by for a second. I want to thank everyone for tuning in. We're going to take a break and come right back with my guest, Richard Drolson. Hi, this is Tanya Morris. I'm excited to introduce to you a book that I have, Before You Say I Do to Entrepreneurship. This is my pride. I've been looking to do this book for a while. What you need to know before you transition from your 9-to-5 job, you can get this book on Amazon, on my website, transition-enterprises. This book will show you steps that you need to take before you say I do. I hope you consider this book. I'm excited for you. Let's go. Hello, this is Pamela Burkhead-Jones, career strategist, founder of Proactive Life Coaching and Consulting. In your professional life, are you repeatedly saying to yourself, there has to be more to life than what I'm experiencing now? There has to be a better way to reach my goals, aspirations, and desires. There is no way I can keep going down this road and maintain a level of satisfaction. This leads you to feeling stuck, overwhelmed, cloudy with uncertainty. I have a coaching program which will stir up your passion and develop a strategy to get you moving on to your next level. Contact me for further discussion. My email is contact@proactivelife.com. Visit me at my website at liveproactively.com, or you can telephone me at 240-682-1343. Looking forward to hearing from you. Thanks for hanging in there. We're back with Richard Drolson. Richard, okay, so now from, you know, before we went on break, we were talking about the transferable skills. So let's go back
yes.
to that resume again. What is
okay.
your best advice to give to your clients, or to someone who's actually been, that you give to your clients, or somebody who's actually been unemployed for, you know, some period of time. So like they lost a job at the beginning of COVID, or they lost a job for a while and they just haven't found that job. What do you tell them that they could put on your resume, or what they should be putting on their resumes to explain that gap of unemployment?
Absolutely. I usually tell them, if you have sort of like a side business, you know, you're helping people out or you're doing volunteering, some employers look at volunteering as actual employment if it matches the job that you're doing. For example, you know, we live in an area that's filled with a lot of fraternities and sororities, right? So say, for example, mm-hmm. you've been out of work for about a year and a half, and you happen to be an AKA, a Delta, or, you know, any part of the Divine Nine, and say that you're a member and you're focused on membership recruiting, right? But your profession is an HR professional. So how would we combine the skills? Okay, well, you're doing membership recruiting. It's almost exactly the same thing as talent acquisition and talent management. So now you have an added skill that you can put on there. So then that way it fills the gap. You're explaining to them that, hey, I indeed do have said experience. I've been able to do the following. You know, my background is X, Y, and Z. And that right there allows you to actually, you know, highlight the other things that you can do.
Right. And then you know what? And how do you feel about, because I actually was on a summit this past mm-hmm. weekend, and we were kind of talking about that. And I heard some things that I thought was great to even share on the show. Someone saying where even if you were helping out a family member and doing something, you can kind of use that as, you know, like if you had that, you know, in taking care, you know, providing home services and taking care of an elderly person, you could kind of use that.
Yeah.
As a part of your resume is something that you were doing during this time.
Absolutely. For example, I had a recent client that actually worked with another resume writer, and I saw what the resume writer put, and I actually agreed with the other resume writer's assessment on putting sort of a gap, because it was a really long gap, you know? However, I asked the client, I said, what did you do outside of that? Because we can showcase that you are, you know, you are doing healthcare administrative type duties. We can highlight that, you know, as a caregiver, but I need to also showcase some other things. So then she said, well, I was helping businesses, you know, just helping my friends out with inventory. I said, okay, done. I know exactly. We'll put a consulting type job. You know, employers want to see what you're doing. And it's unfortunate because we're getting a lot of these recruiters that don't, you know, they're not taking the time. Their focus is all on the wrong thing. And personally, if someone asks you the question, you know, why are you unemployed during COVID, like during this time or what happened, 98% of the people are going to say, I got, you know, let go during COVID. And if a recruiter doesn't have the mindset to think, I'm going to tell you now, that's not a company you want to work for at all.
Yeah. And that's true. Yeah, that's definitely true. And also, as I talk to and talk with some of my clients and some of my people, you know, that I know, and even on quite a bit of some as I've been on, I've talked about, you know, while you're at home, you can still gather, you can actually tell them that you could take classes like Udemy and some of these other places that you can go, EDX that offer LinkedIn Learning that offer courses. Go take those courses and then show those employees, this is something that I've actually been doing since I've been out. I've been brushing up on my skills, learning new skills, getting certificates and certifications. You could take this time to really, really do a lot. You know, it's not a time to just sit and just wait for things to get better or just wait for, you know, a job to fall on your lap. You have to do something. And when, as you're preparing a resume, how good are taking some of these classes, and what does that look like towards the employer?
I think it's excellent because it showcases that you're a continuous learner, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that it's really, really, really important that folks understand this is how you bridge the gap. You're going to say, well, you know what? I have, for example, let's just say you are, I have a lot of admin folks that want to move from admin and want to become a business analyst, right? There are some similarities right there, right? But say, for example, on paper, you don't have the business analyst title, right? But you know how to write contracts. You know how to write requirements. Part of a BA is being able to write really good requirements and dealing with change and dealing with people, right? And then let's talk about the technical aspect. You might not necessarily have that strong technical acumen, but say, for example, a lot of them might say, hey, are you good with Excel, right? What are you going to do? You're going to develop your skill set through one of these training, right? And get to an advanced level that you can put it on your resume and say, well, you know what? I can do this. I can do pivot. I can do what if analysis. I can do X, Y, and Z. That right there separates you from everybody else.
Yes. Yes. And even the order to, and that's good to hear, because at this point, unfortunately, with the pandemic, all the things that's happened, and, you know, the people have lost, you know, their loved ones or friends or family, or he's been sick themselves and lost jobs.
Right.
But this is a time that you, if you want to pivot, you can. And there's so many things that's out there that's offering to help you pivot, to help you go change.
Absolutely.
You know, you got a lot of free time now. You know, if you know, we're not really out. And even after they start open things back up, I'm sure not everybody's just going to want to jump out there and do things. And there's still going to be some limitations where you can't go out to the big group parties or the concerts and the movie theaters. So, you know, you have fun, you exercise, but when you're during the daytime, you got to, if you want to see that change that you've been wanting to have for a long time, is the time. This is definitely the time to pivot. And switching the career field, this is the best, you know, best way that you can do it. And you being a resume writer and being someone that coaches people, you can see the writing on the wall for everyone.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now let's go into the interview process of right now. With today's date has gotten and where we are at with the times that we're in now, what the interview process looks like. And you just had the funniest post on social media, but I know it to be true.
Oh man.
I have to call you out when you dressed up, you know, about, you know, you had everything on, you had your suit coat, you had your tie and your white shirt and you dressed, but when you went down to waist down, you just, you know, you didn't have everything there together. And we know that kind of is sometimes reality for people. But when you were referring to that, you were talking about the way that they're interviewing now. So explain to the audience and the listeners now of about the video conference interviewing that's going on now.
Yeah, so a lot of the companies are using WebEx, they're using Zoom, they're using Skype for interviewing. So there's a whole bunch of stuff that you know companies are doing now to make sure that you know that folks know that, hey, you know what, we're not gonna not go through with this. We're going to go through with this and you're going to get this right. You know, we want to hire the right people. So now the limitation, there is no limitation. You're going to go do these video calls. And part of that post is just to say, hey, you can still be professional and keep it professional and just be comfortable because, you know, that should help you. You know, if you feel like you need to dress up, you know, the entire day and feel good like you have a job, then do that. You know, if that helps your psyche and your mental, you know, your mental fortitude to do that, then do that. You know, I just truly believe that the video process now is definitely going to be is going to be standard, and a lot of these companies are going to do more of it. So start seeing how you look like in the mirror, how you dress, how you speak, and just be a little bit more aware of your surroundings and how you say things, because people are looking at that.
That's right. And then, you know, and you went right into what I was going to ask as far as the logistics, as far as when you're sitting down for a video conference? What's some of the tips that you would tell them? Where should they be in the environmental process of it? You know, can you kind of give, we're going to walk through that, how a typical day of John Doe getting prepared for his video interview. So let's go back first. Let's talk about how should he be preparing, you know, for his video interview before, when they give him the call and say, on June the 5th, we're going to be interviewing you for such and such job. So what should he be doing on May 28th today? Yeah. What should he be doing today to actually get ready for his June 5th interview on the video?
For example, I mean, most of us have smartphones, but if you don't, it's okay. I would just say that start practicing taking videos of yourself speaking. You know, start seeing how you sound, how you look. And, you know, sometimes when you do that, you're going to say, oh, I do not look good. You know, I don't like how I said that. I need to fix that. You know, that doesn't sound right. So, you know, it just gives you an opportunity to just sound and be better. You know, I would start trying to figure out the outfit, the room, which room in your house actually gives you the proper lighting, you know, all of that. These are things that matter. They matter. Lighting, but you know, like, do you look too light, too dark? Do you look X, Y, and Z? Like, do you look, you know, can they see you clearly? These are things that you have to pay attention to.
Right. And then what about, let's talk about how they groom themselves, how they look. I mean, as far as what do they have on, and I teased about your video, but let's talk about what they should be actually, about your post, but what should they actually be wearing, you know, and you know, pretty much almost like a in person, but of course, you know, we know the video, everybody's looking, they probably looking past you, but then they're definitely looking at you and your demeanor and your body language.
Absolutely. They're looking at how you're responding. What are you saying? How is it coming off? You know, like, how they're looking at the total picture. So, you know, I usually say, again, just pay attention to what and how you dress. If you're going to, don't think that, okay, because you're home, they're going to think, if they're casual on paper, if they're casual, that's them, you know? But you have a responsibility to look good, you know? You got to take it seriously. You want to come there with dressing for the part. Even if you might be slightly overdressed, okay, so be it. It's still important to be able to have that that feeling of pride, you know? And people respect that. You know, they'll say that you took the process seriously, you didn't waste their time. And if you can at least at minimum give a good representation of yourself, it looks good. And people remember that. They will remember that and they will value that.
And you know what also, I also mentioned too to them is to look at the description for the job and try to, when you're preparing for it, try to think of the things that you've done. And know, so of course you got to that point, so they already know that you qualify in such a way, but they want to know what were your accomplishments, your success, and what have you done. So as you're preparing, think about some of those things that you've done in that particular area and actually succeeded and got some stats for it that you can share. And just sharing good news and stats that, hey, I was able to do X, Y, and Z and save this or that for my company, or I was able and to bring this down, that makes you feel confident. And they can see that even though we're on the screen, and just like actors, you know, and I think it's something that people have to think about, even just like actors on a show, you can feel the energy and you can kind of see if somebody's dull and, yeah, I did this and that, yeah, I've been able to do. But if they're energetic about it and it shows through on film as well, and it shows through on video. You know, and of course, you know, we talked about it on our previous show, but also, like you said, the research, we didn't even, you know, they should be, before they sit down and turn their camera on, they should have at least done some research on that particular company, agency, even if they can do it with, I think we talked about it the last time, even with that hiring manager or the people that they may be going in front of, just to see and just have a nice conversation. And I think that would help out a lot. And people don't realize that, you know, when doing the video conference, it's a new normal. And just like you said, you see it coming up. And it makes a lot of sense. Why bring you in? Everybody has to stop what they're doing. They have to go walk off to the conference room. And they have to wait for you to come in. You get to clear through and sit down where they could just, everybody comes in to the conference room. Or if it's a person, lone person, they could just chat, you know, Zoom you in or whatever. And you sit down and have it. And it saves a lot of time for you and the employer. The hiring manager.
Absolutely.
And, you know,
absolutely.
That makes a lot of sense. Now, Richard, what would you say to a person that really wants to get themselves out there and they want to find a new job? So what were some of your thoughts? I mean, some of the things that you would tell them just to give them encouragement and inspire them to just keep moving?
I would just simply tell them that, you know, everything is based upon your own output. You know, so if you want it bad enough, you're going to want to put the effort in. And because you know what you're looking for, or you want to make it work, then push for it, you know? So my advice simply is just going to say, know what you want and be confident about it. Do not listen to other people. Don't listen to a bunch of folks that are just going to tell you, hey, this is how it's supposed to be, X, Y, and Z. You know, you do your research, but take everybody's advice with a grain of salt, because not everybody knows what you're capable of and what you can do. So my advice is be firm in who you are and what you can bring to the table. It will reflect positively on you and your ability to succeed.
Right. That's good. That's good stuff. So, Richard, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to wrap the show. I want to thank everyone for tuning in. We're going to take a quick break and come right back with my guest, Richard Drolson.
If you're not well in your body, if you're losing focus, and if you're not fulfilled, Upfront Mind, Body, and Soul is here to aid you in giving you tips. A healthy mind will keep you focused. A healthy body will keep you well and active. A healthy soul will keep you fulfilled and content. Contact Coach Michelle at her website, iam2inspire.com.
Thanks for hanging in there with us. We're back with Richard Drolson. Richard, okay, we're ending the show now, and you got any, well, with someone... I mean, I'm sure, you know, we've given them a lot of valuable information. Now, if someone wanted to, you know, contact you, reach you, or work with you, how can they get into contact? How would they be able to do so?
Okay. So I'm reachable on Facebook at RD Resume Career Coaching. You can reach me at my website, which is RDRO Resumes. That's RDRO Resumes.com. On LinkedIn, you can find me. It's Richard Drolson. Those are the best ways you can reach out to me. If you also want to just send me an email, you can send me an email at rdroresumes@yahoo.com. I will respond. I do offer free consultation just to kind of, you know, tell you if you actually need my service, or I might say, hey, you don't need me. You're good. And sometimes you might just want some quick advice, and I offer that. So, and I'd be happy to help you as well.
Awesome, Richard. This has been a great show. I'm thanking you for coming back and, you know, just to talk to us and you know, let's kind of dispel some rumors, talk about what some of the new trends that are going on in the hiring world and some of the things that people, you know, really need to just get themselves prepared to, you know, get out there and land that job. And I thank you. You were an excellent guest, Richard.
Thank you for having me.
So I want to thank our listeners for tuning in. If you need to reach me, you can reach me at three different ways: at contact@proactivelife.com or liveproactively www.thebusinessmentor.com, or you could call me by 240-682-1343. And then looking forward to seeing you back next week at 7 o'clock on Thursday. Thanks.